Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And we've got Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson on the line. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to be.
Yes, same to you.
Thanks. We'll talk about that in just a second. The only incident that I had to talk with you about on my list anyway was, and it's not an incident that just happened, but from a couple of years ago, we had a swatting at a school, and we've now gotten a verdict in that case. Is that right?
Yeah, we sure did. When he called in, he threatened Milton High School, basically, that he was across the street with a rifle and he's going to go kill everybody. And he said on the phone call to my dispatcher that he wanted to be famous. Well, he's famous now. So he was calling from New Jersey, and that's where he was ultimately arrested and extradited back here for. And he just got sentenced to 2 years in state prison.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah. It weirdly seems to me like it ought to be more and less. I mean, I don't know. It's, you know, I guess more mostly, but the crime was here. Even though the call was placed in New Jersey, the crime is here because this is where the target is. Is that how that works?
Yes. And basically, too, he got 2 years because when he made the phone call to us, he was 17.
Okay.
But they sentenced him as an adult, and that's why he got state prison. And it just goes to show that if you do make these calls, we're going to track you down, and we don't care where you're at. We're going to extradite you back, and you're going to probably go to prison. So for any future people out there wanting to do something really stupid over the phone, we will get you sooner or later. And we proved it in this case, went all the way to New Jersey to get him.
And this has been happening more. I know I've talked with Mike Wood about this and Sheriff Simmons about this, but this habit of making what we, you know, in the old days you might have called a fake threat or a fake bomb threat or a prank call or something like this, but this is happening more and more, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, the funny part about this, well, it's not funny, but the stupid part about this, I should say, is that what does it get you? Especially you're calling from New Jersey and you're threatening a school in Milton, Florida. So what does that get you? I mean, what, I guess there's some weird satisfaction in it somehow, but I mean, it didn't really make sense. Usually when somebody calls in a school threat, it's to get them out of school. You know, they don't want to go for exams or something, so they'll call in a bomb threat. But this got him absolutely nothing other than state prison.
Yeah, no, it's bad all around. And I'm sure a horrible day for, you know, the folks in the school and being worried about kids and all, you know, sort of the environment that we live in these days. So, yeah for sure.
Exactly.
I did want to ask, just because we have, you know, Thanksgiving is coming up in just a couple of days.
Yeah.
What are the problems that you have around Thanksgiving? What are the law enforcement issues that you want to let people know about so they can avoid them?
Well, there's going to be a lot of people traveling, obviously going to see relatives for the big turkey day and everything. And I'll say this, you know, safety in your vehicle. Number one, don't drink and drive. Number two, pay attention. Texting is a big thing. You know, inattentive thing causes a lot of crashes. And as I got in my vehicle this morning, fired up the computer, there's three crashes, one interstate, one on Avalon, and one in Milton off of Forsyth. So it's, you know, just pay attention. I know it's hard for some people to do, to put that phone down, but you really need to.
Okay, this is a squirrely question that pops into my brain, but you know my brain kind of works like that a little bit.
Mine too.
We tend to think that in the holidays, it's a weird blend, right? Because people are happier in some ways. Yep. They're also more stressed out and anxious and trying to run and get everything done in other ways. But you talking about distracted driving, it makes me think, you know, a lot of radio stations will play Christmas music. In fact, several of the music stations have already converted to Christmas music even before Thanksgiving. Pardon me the squirrely question, but does it seem to make any difference to traffic that people are listening more to Christmas music? Does that have any impact one way or any other on the way people drive at Christmas time?
I don't know. They need to do a study on that. The federal government spends billions of dollars to find out that, you know, if smoking chimpanzees get lung cancer like we do. So, I mean, you figure they could spend a couple million on that.
where my brain was on this was I was thinking, you know, on the one hand, Christmas music maybe makes people happier and they sing, and then, of course, makes other people angry. They can't find the real music they want. But also, I thought maybe people are more distracted because they're singing along with the – I don't know. I was just curious if there was an answer, and it sounds like, you know, like you say, we probably need more federal research on this.
Well, and also, you know, you say it's a happy season and stuff. Our suicides go up through the roof during the holiday season because some people are just, you know, really depressed during this time as well. So I would throw that out to anybody that, you know, has a family member or a friend or neighbor, whoever, that seems to be down in the dumps, you know, pay attention to them and, you know, take care of your neighbor and your family.
It is one of the hardest times of year for some people who have, it'll be their first time without a loved one that has passed away. Right. But it's also, there's so much cultural expectation of happiness and joy and satisfaction that people who don't feel that way feel left out, feel like they can't be honest about where they're at. Because I mean, there's all kinds of compounding factors for people at Christmas, right?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, like I said, you just need to pay attention. If somebody's down in the dumps, you know, take an extra moment or two to find out if they're all right and take care of each other. That's what we need to do.
Amen for that. Absolutely. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, sir, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe and keeping us informed and helping us be, you know, a little bit more aware of our neighbors at this time. I appreciate it. And happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, and we'll see you Monday.